This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has charge-sheeted four terror operatives of the Babbar Khalsa International BKI terrorist organization in the September 2024 Chandigarh grenade attack case. An official statement today said that the accused include Pakistan-based designated terrorist Harvinder Singh Sandhu, alias Rinda, and US-based Harpreet Singh, alias Happy Passi. The Supreme Court Judge Justice B.R. Gawai today said that all problems can be resolved through constitutional means. Speaking at a function marking the 12th anniversary of the Manipur High Court in Imphal, Justice Gawai emphasized the power of dialogue, stating that solutions are within reach when people come together. Meanwhile, Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal addressed the ongoing peace process, acknowledging improvements in the situation but stressing the need for continued progress. In Chhattisgarh, 22 Maoists, including two women, surrendered before the police in Bijapur district today. District Additional Superintendent of Police Ulamdon York said that a total reward of 11 lakh rupees had been declared on six of the surrendered Maoists. The surrendered Maoists were given a cash incentive of 25,000 rupees each under the state government's rehabilitation policy. The Chhattisgarh government, in line with Home Minister Amit Shah's vision to eradicate Naxalism by March 2026, has intensified its crackdown on Maoists. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky today said that a delegation of his country is expected to meet with US officials in Saudi Arabia tonight to discuss details of the partial ceasefire between Kyiv and Moscow. Ukraine is sending technical teams to discuss the details of the partial ceasefire. The meeting is scheduled ahead of ceasefire negotiations in Saudi Arabia, in which Ukraine and Russia are expected to hold indirect US-mediated talks tomorrow. The talks are scheduled to discuss a pause in long-range attacks targeting energy facilities and civilian infrastructure. The US has lifted bounties on three Taliban figures, including the Interior Minister Sirajuddin Haqqani. Interior Ministry spokesman Abdul Mateen Qani today said the US government had also revoked the bounties placed on Abdul Aziz Haqqani and Yahya Haqqani. A Foreign Ministry official, Zakir Jalali, said the Taliban's release of US prisoner George Glesman on Friday and the removal of bounties showed both sides were moving beyond the effects of the wartime phase and taking constructive steps to pave the way for progress in bilateral relations. He also said the recent developments in Afghanistan-US relations are a good example of the pragmatic and realistic engagement between the two governments. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted that hot and humid conditions are very likely to prevail at isolated places over Gujarat state during the next 2 to 3 days. Kerala, Mahe, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Rayalaseema and south interior Karnataka are likely to experience thunderstorms accompanied by gusty wind in the coming 2 days. Northwest India can witness a gradual rise in maximum temperatures by 3 to 5 degrees Celsius during the next 4 days. The Met Department further added that the maximum temperatures over the central part of the country and interior Maharashtra can experience a gradual rise of 2 to 4 degrees Celsius in the coming 4 to 5 days. India today clinched both Men's and Women's Kabaddi World Cup 2025 at Wolverhampton in England. The men's team defeated home side England in the final match with 44-41. Earlier, Indian women's team also defeated England with dominating score of 57-34 in the final at the same venue.
We are very excited to win the match and we are very happy. We have no pressure, we are free mind and we enjoy the game. We are already plan everything and we plan and after that we will apply that things. With the help of everyone, we can cooperate with each other. So that's why we can win the match.
For the first time outside Asia, this tournament saw top Kabaddi teams compete across the West Midlands with matches in Birmingham, Coventry, Walsall and Wolverhampton. And that's the end of this news bulletin.